The last few years, some of the joy that has always marked Christmas in our home, had faded just a little bit. On December 8, 2020, amid a horrible joyless pandemic, my beloved mom, the matriarch of our family, died rather suddenly. Though she was 81, she had been fiercely independent, living in her own home, and seemingly healthy until a few weeks before she died. It cast a heavy pall over our family and over celebrations like Christmas. We soldiered on, but it wasn't the same. It can never be the same. But our family received the greatest gift recently. The birth of Henry Dawson Holmes, who entered the world on September 18 at Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital. I'll admit to being biased, but he was beautiful that day and he, somehow, just seems to grow more beautiful every day. His parents, to no one's surprise, are naturals. Sure, there are moments of exasperation when Henry chooses to fight sleep or when there seems no way of stopping the tears. But, for the most part, he is so sweet, loves to coo and smile and is an absolute joy to be around. To see my firstborn, face awash in tears of joy, while holding her bundle of joy, there is nothing that can quite match the feeling of love and adoration it inspires. Last night, as they bathed the wriggly little guy who loves the warmth of a bath, it was magical as a father to see how much they love their son. Christmas morning, Henry was spoiled, naturally. There were first Christmas outfits, special ornaments, personalized books, soft Winnie the Pooh blankets and other things. Of course, he wasn't particularly interested, but it was a way for us, his extended family, to show him a little love. But the real gift is Henry. I joked to my daughter that she should wrap a bow around Henry and pass him to each family member and say, "Merry Christmas." Shopping done. And while it was a joke, it really wasn't. It's all any of us really could have wanted. After our own family Christmas a few days ago, we were talking about our gathering and my sister recounted how it was such a special time. Most special, she stressed, was that 30 minutes she spent, in Henry's new room at my home, rocking him, singing to him and watching him fall asleep. I am so thankful Shannon and Kyle and Henry live in Barrie as we are fortunate to be able to spend lots of quality time together. Despite that, I'll admit I was quite nervous the first time I was charged with the responsibility of feeding him and putting him to sleep for the night while his parents attended a Christmas party. As it turned out, it was the best few hours of the Christmas season. Absolute bliss. Time seems to evaporate when I'm in Henry's presence. I can't take my eyes off him. It was the same when my own kids were born. I never thought I would be lucky enough to feel that level of love and joy again. What a gift. What a difference a baby makes. Dave Dawson is the community editor of Aurelia Matters. And a proud grandfather.